Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Opening up the show today, can that, you know, we sometimes you hear people, well, happy Memorial Day, you know, and they don't, you know, they get about halfway through and they realize, wait a minute. But I think we ought to not, we shouldn't beat ourselves up too much about that. As long as we recognize what this day is for, you know, I hope, I've already planned the music at my funeral. It's going to be all rock and roll. I want people to celebrate, you know what I mean? And even though this is a solemn occasion, we should celebrate that what those people paid for, we should celebrate the fact that we still have those liberties.
And that's absolutely right, Jim. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, but just to put a different perspective on it, I agree with you. I've tripped over Happy Memorial Day many times over the years that I've been talking about this, and I agree that we can be happy that we have the extraordinary rights and freedoms that we have. It came at great cost in lives, in blood, sweat, and tears, and that's certainly what we can think about today in solemn commemoration, but still enjoy the fact that we do have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
that sense of happiness.
But, so you know, talk to us about the origins of Memorial Day. I love hearing your story on this.
It's something that I actually wrote about this. That's on my website, don'tknowmuch.com. It's actually, we think about this as a very solemn day, but it was really born out of the divisive and partisan moment, most divisive and partisan moment in American history, born out of the American Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
The war ended, of course, in 1865, April of 1865. In May of 1868, General John Logan, who was a veteran of the Mexican War and the Civil War, he was the leader of something called the Grand Army of the Republic. Now, that was a fraternal organization, kind of the American Legion of its day, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fraternity of former Union soldiers. And that's an important point to remember, Union soldiers. Logan called on May 30th, 1868, for a day for people to go out and lay fresh flowers on the graves of the fallen soldiers.
He called it strewing. He didn't want them to lay. He wanted them to strew flowers. It was a funny word.
That's correct. This was the day to decorate the graves of the fallen mm-hmm. Union soldiers who had died to preserve the Union, and also he was very clear that this was about those who had given their lives to end slavery. It was very
right.
clearly connected. And that was why it was called and known for a long time, including the time when I was growing up, I'm sure you, Decoration
yep,
Day.
Decoration
you
Day.
Went to decorate the graves.
Ken, there's an irony there, though, and if you're not going to, I'm not sure if you're going to get to it or not, but there's an irony there because before that order, there had already been the experience of that. You're going to talk about the irony of that because of the
this was not a novel idea. People have done this for a long time. One of the first recorded instances of this, of children doing it in Charleston, South Carolina in 1865.
Right.
The bodies of Union soldiers who were killed in Charleston had been thrown into a mass grave. They were going to be reinterred, and they did this with great pomp and dignity, and the children carried flowers to these graves. This was done in other places around
irony I was talking about is that there'd already been examples of ladies in the South, Charleston certainly would be considered in the South, of having already done this. There was some evidence. I'm just thinking, you know, that was ironic that...
Oh, there's one very specific, and I talk about it in one of my books, and that's in Petersburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Logan actually got the idea. His wife was in Petersburg, where they had the tradition of decorating the graves in the Petersburg Cemetery, and there it was both Union and Confederate soldiers.
Yep.
So this was born at Logan's wife saw this, she heard about it, she told her husband, and that was the actual inspiration, Petersburg, Virginia, mm-hmm. for what became Decoration Day on May 30th. And we should point out that this was not a national holiday for a very, very long time. This was mm-hmm. a statewide holiday, and that's why many Confederate states had a different day. They did not want to celebrate what they considered a northern holiday.
Another Petersburg irony is that's where Fort Lee is.
Everything about this holiday today is tied up, first of all, with the Civil War.
Yeah.
Arlington Cemetery, of course, itself, where the first Decoration Day took place, the first semi-official one in 1868. This is land taken from the family of Robert E. Lee. If you've been to Arlington, as many of your listeners have, I'm sure, you know that the Lee House is there. Yeah. So we can't get away from the connections between
this war. We're intertwined.
Yes,
but Ken, hold on to that.
The irony of that, Chip.
Go ahead.
Okay, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. That's how it works around here, as you know. We come back, we're going to let Ken share some more of his historical information with us. It's always good to slow down to the speed of life and take in some of this, folks. This is rich American history paid for by the blood of our heroes. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.